China. I'm out with some economic news. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The Chinese government says the country's economy grew 8.1% last year, although economic expansion through the second half of 2021 has been slowing. Retail sales grew by 12.5% over the course of last year, but consumption isn't recovering quite as fast in some sectors of the economy, as our China correspondent Jennifer Pak explains from Shanghai.
Online retail sales increased by 14% last year compared to 2020, with food and clothing selling well. Auto sales rose for the first time since 2017, with 21 million passenger vehicles sold last year. That's mostly because Chinese nationals are buying more Teslas and other electric or hybrid fuel cars. This trend is expected to continue, since China has pledged to go carbon neutral by 2060. But other sectors are struggling, like education. The Chinese government is stopping ambitious parents from spending money on most academic tutoring. Plus, China's borders are still largely shut. And domestic tourism revenue in the first three quarters of last year was still only at half the level it was before the pandemic hit. Traveling might not improve this year. China's zero COVID policy has put at least three cities in partial or full lockdown. And transport into Beijing, where the Winter Olympics are due to start in a few weeks, is heavily restricted. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
New York State's eviction moratorium expired over the weekend. It was one of just two states, along with New Mexico, that still had a ban in place almost 2 years into the pandemic. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
New York first put an eviction ban in place in March of 2020. David Dworkin at the National Housing Conference says it was always intended to be a short-term fix.
The moratorium has prevented what could have been a devastating wave of evictions during the worst phase of the pandemic.
But he says it has also cost landlords billions of dollars.
Most landlords in this country are small mom and pops who own very few units and are struggling just as much as their tenants in many cases.
Congress has approved nearly $50 billion in rental assistance to help struggling tenants. But Emily Lemmerman at the Eviction Lab at Princeton University says New York has already gone through almost all of the more than $2 billion it got.
In New York State, we have the highest share of renters of any state in the nation, and we got the least rental assistance on a per renter household basis.
The state and city have asked for more funding. In the meantime, tenants can still apply for assistance, which will protect them from eviction for now. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Abbreviated numbers this morning. Markets in the U.S. are closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The FTSE in London is up 0.6%. The DAX in Germany up 0.4%. There's news this morning that China's central bank cut interest rates for the first time since April 2020 to make borrowing cheaper and try to ramp up economic activity. The Shanghai Stock Exchange closed up 0.58%. Crude oil is still trading above $80 this morning. West Texas Intermediate sits at $83.78 right now, and Brent crude is trading at $85.77. We have word that three trucks transporting fuel in Abu Dhabi caught fire today in what police said could have been drone attacks. Three people were killed and six were wounded. A new report out today spotlights how inequality has gotten worse during the pandemic. According to Oxfam, a new billionaire is created every 26 hours. Meanwhile, inequality that's been exacerbated as a result of the pandemic contributes to the death of someone every 4 seconds. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
It's hard to overstate just how much richer the rich have become during the pandemic. Abby Maxman, the president and CEO of Oxfam America, says the world has never seen disparities grow at these levels.
It's really off the charts. We know that COVID-19 has really been a boom for billionaires. We know collectively the 10 richest men have more than doubled their fortunes during the pandemic, while the majority of people are now poorer.
She estimates more than 160 million people have been pushed into poverty. This growing gap manifests in outcomes like more hunger and lack of access to health care globally and here in the U.S. Maxman says there are solutions.
Governments have the ability to end this. We can tax the super rich.
And Oxfam proposes doing that not just country by country, but internationally. University of Connecticut professor Steve Yutke says on paper that makes sense.
Unless you can put a wealth tax on everything, essentially globally, where there's no way to globally avoid that, you're going to end up with economic distortion.
I.e. billionaires moving assets around the world to avoid taxation. Some countries have tried before, giving up on the idea. Nevertheless, as challenging as wealth taxes are to implement, they hold perpetual appeal among the public, Yutke says.
Because you just say, hey, there's all these billionaires, let's take some of their money, right?
I don't lose a lot of sleep about billionaires.
That's Indiana University sociology professor Fabio Rojas. What does keep him up at night is what's happened to people at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder during the pandemic, including some of his own students.
When it started, they would say things like, I'm homeless now. You know, my parents are out of a job. You know, it was very, very difficult to hear that.
And the problem persists, even as the hard numbers on just how severe inequality has grown continue to trickle in. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Apparently, Walmart is getting into the crypto NFT game, which I guess makes sense. There are multiple reports that the company is preparing to create its own cryptocurrency and collection of non-fungible tokens, according to filings with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The retailer is looking to trademark a bunch of stuff to be used in the metaverse. Walmart is apparently getting ready to sell virtual electronics, decor, and toys. You know, your normal Monday morning where you put on your VR headset and take that virtual trip to Walmart. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.